You're listening to Bad Trip, the true crime and other weird shit podcast where two sisters take you on a wild ride through some of the world's most fucked up places. Each episode, we journey to a new location and explore its sordid past, creepiest urban legends, and landmarks you won't find in the guidebooks. So buckle up, because it's about to be a bad trip.
We interrupt this program because the civil authorities have issued a contagious disease warning.
911, where is your emergency?
The U.S. Navy has finally acknowledged that videos appearing to show UFOs flying through the air are real.
Initially, many thought the pops they heard were fireworks associated with the show, but soon it became obvious that this was an attack.
There, friends and family and the haters.
Have you missed us?
If they did before, they don't anymore. Well, hey, we're back. It's been a minute. We didn't really say we were going to be gone because we didn't plan to be gone.
We actually were like, we'll be back next week, and then we didn't come back for a month and a half.
Yeah, we've been really busy, and life is hard, as we like to say. So, but you know what? We're back now, so we're not going to keep dwelling on it. We're just going to move on.
Yeah, I'll dwell on it later on my own.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for coming back and checking us out. We're going to do something a little different this week. We're going to do kind of like just a little mini episode to get us back into the swing of things. And then we'll be back with a full like California episode next week.
Yeah, we'll be back on track with our four per state and we'll just keep bouncing around the U.S.
Yeah, but for now, we're just going to each give you a little mini story from somewhere, nowhere, doesn't matter.
Exactly. We do need a disclaimer in this episode.
Okay, yeah. So this is a true crime podcast where we also talk about all kinds of other bizarre, fucked up stuff. We're going to swear. We're going to be probably inappropriate. We don't take things too seriously, although we do always respect victims and survivors. And, you know, we're not going to fuck around, but we do fuck around.
Exactly. We like certain types of fucking around.
Yeah. So if that's not your thing, totally cool. But we are not the podcast for you. And if that is your thing, welcome to our wackadoodle-a-doo.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to our wackadoodle-a-doo.
Yeah. Oh, God. Can you tell it's been a minute?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I am Taylor.
Oh, I'm Shauna.
But, you know, you might know that. Anyways, Shauna's going to go first. So,
yeah, I'm just going to give you all a little bizarre story that happened in the state of Georgia, where we currently live.
Help.
So this is actually one that I covered on my TikTok. So if you like it, I guess follow me. Or whatever. I'll put a link in the show notes. But it's also, it's like brash underscore candicoot. Anyway.
It's like Crash Bandicoot backwards.
Yeah, with an underscore.
Yeah.
That made it easier for them.
Yeah, that, now it's easy.
So this is just a little weird story I found that took place back in 1910. And look, we all know that journalism is not always the most reliable.
It's not?
Especially not in the early 1900s, I would say.
What?
I know. I recently saw an article that was like, or not an article, a tweet where someone was like, where have journalistic standards gone? And I'm like, have you ever read a newspaper from 1910?
When have they begun?
Yeah, there have been standards, but they're not good ones.
Oh, my Atlanta.
So,
you know.
Okay, so this is a bit of a wacky headline, and I will read you the headline before I tell you the story.
I cannot wait.
All right, so the headline of this is, in the carcass of Big Mule, drunken men, so comrade, and he remains 6 hours.
No. Okay. What I got from that is carcass of Big Mule.
Yes.
Drunken men, 6 hours.
Yeah. So they sew their buddy up in there for 6 hours.
With thread.
Well, yeah. So here's the deal. Basically, I mean, that's essentially the story. So there are these drunk guys walking down the street in Georgia in the town of Gumlog.
Oh, does that still exist?
I don't know. I actually didn't look it up.
Oh, my gosh.
It's by Young Harris, which is also a funny name.
I was like, does that still exist?
Yeah.
Okay. Does Old Harris exist?
Maybe. I feel like Young Harris is like a rapper. Mm. If that's not a rapper from Georgia, like, they're missing out.
It should be.
It should be.
If you're a rapper, change your name to Young Harris.
Young Harris. So this is a story of a guy named Bart Brown.
Oh, I love a Bart.
You love a Bart?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know any Barts.
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew the Scrivener.
Oh, Bartleby.
Oh, yeah. Close enough.
So funny. But I literally used to call my friend Bart, Bartleby the Scrivener.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Quality story, man.
I'm saying. You're welcome, everyone.
So this is probably Bartleby Brown. I made that up, but it is now. And he was out drinking with his friends, as young men are wont to do.
Yes.
And they got absolutely fucking wasted.
As young men are wont to do.
Yes. So they decided to walk home.
That's responsible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they had like cars. It was 1910.
Maybe a unicycle.
Like cars existed, but I don't think that they just had cars.
They have like a Flintstones car that they actually use their feet to like power.
Oh my God, yeah. That would be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So no drunk Flintstoning, please.
Yeah.
So they're walking home and on the side of the road, they see a dead mule. And it was not just any mule. It was a mule that they knew.
Oh.
It was named, let me see.
The Scrivener?
Yeah, it was named the Scrivener. Oh, it was called Old Humpback.
Old Humpback.
And it was basically this, like, working mule that would take mail around town.
So, like, the mule would go by and be like, hey, guys. Hey, fellas.
Probably not on its own, but that's what I like to imagine.
Happy Saturday. I picture, like, a mail satchel, like, swung over its back. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so, you know, it had died.
It wears a visor.
Oh, my God, it probably does. I'm picturing, like, a little, like, USPS, like,
yes.
Collared shirt, too.
Ooh, cute. Yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah, well, now it's dead.
Oh, so sorry. Humpback.
Yeah, R.I.P. So they were like, a dead mule. And as they're walking by, Bart, wasted ass, passes out on the side of the road. And they were like, you know what would be fucking hilarious? Yeah. And of course, everyone carries guns and everything back in the day. And by guns, I meant knives.
I was like, did they just shoot the mule open? Like, what the fuck?
I meant knives, but they probably also had guns.
Like a musket or something.
Yeah.
With, like, that thing on the end.
Yeah, seriously.
Jeez.
No. So they had knives. So they cut the mule open and they shoved Bart inside and then they sewed it back up. It didn't say with what, but I don't know. It was the old days. They probably had some like fucking fishing wire or something.
Fishing line?
Yeah.
Okay.
You.
Yeah. And like an old fishing hook. And they were like, let's do this.
Yeah, probably. So they sewed him up in there and they fucking left him.
I mean, okay. The suffocation worries me.
I know. And that's, I almost am like, do I believe this story even happened? But it's just so bizarre and like
specific.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and it says like an actual name of a person. It's not like man in Georgia town.
Exactly.
Like, what the heck?
Yeah, and it's a specific town and a specific mule.
And like, yeah, and like people know if there are six men shooting a mule open in the street.
Yeah, or slicing it, one or the other.
Oh, slice made me sad.
I'm sorry. It was already dead at least.
I know.
So he eventually woke up a few hours later and started like, what the fuck's happening? He was thrashing around and people were walking by and they were like, oh my God, like fucking demon mule.
Oh no.
People were terrified, so they didn't want to go like see what was up because they're like, something is happening with this dead mule, like it's possessed. I don't know.
Dad would be like, guys, let's go check out that mule.
He'd be like, there's probably a wallet in it.
Oh my God.
Growing up, anytime there was any like trash or anything on the side of the road, Dad would turn around because he'd be like, that was a wallet. Sometimes it was.
He honestly has found so many wallets. It's unreal.
What if he just told us that he's actually just like pickpocketing people? He's like, oh yeah, I found this wallet.
Yeah, but he always returns them. So
it's true.
Oh shit. That was so funny. You took me off guard.
So yeah. So Bartleby's thrashing around inside this mule and people are freaked out. And then finally two brave fellas were like, okay, we need to see what the fuck is happening. So they walked up. Saw that it had been sewn up and they're like, okay, something is up. And they cut it open and out came a blood covered Bartleby, just dripping with blood.
Hung over as fuck.
Yeah. And he was fine. I mean, probably scarred for life mentally, but you know.
I mean, I would never drink again.
No. And that's what he said. I actually wanted to read you the last paragraph of this article because it made me laugh.
Okay. This is beyond insanity. And I don't know, my head won't fully wrap around it. Because I'm picturing that the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, I can't remember what it's called, but
with the bear?
Yeah. Yes, he like climbs inside of a bear. Is it a bear?
I don't know.
Or is it another animal? Don't at us. But anyways, climbs inside of an animal to sleep, to stay warm.
Yeah. I think it's a bear, but maybe not. Okay, so this is the last paragraph of the article. Brown swears he has gone on the water wagon for keeps, but vows to get even with his old chums who sewed him up in Old Humpback. He says that he had just the same experience as Jonah, only it was not as fast sailing.
Oh, Lord. Is that like a biblical thing?
Yeah, Jonah and the whale, you know? Jonah, like...
He was in a whale?
Taylor, you act like we never went to Sunday school.
I didn't pay attention. I watched VeggieTales.
Yeah, well, I think it was also in VeggieTales, but whatever. Yeah, Jonah, like, got eaten up by a whale. I don't remember any of their details.
Was it Moby Dick? Is that why people love Moby Dick?
No, it's different.
Oh.
I think, wait, Moby Dick, the author, who wrote that? Melville, I think, maybe Herman. Also wrote The Scrivener.
Herman Melville
wrote Bartleby the Scrivener, didn't he?
Oh my God, it all comes back to Herman Melville.
Am I right? I don't know if I'm right.
Sounds right to me.
Maybe, maybe not. But anyway, that's the story. So he said, you know, I'm going to get revenge, but I'm never drinking again.
Oh shit, I wonder what he did to them.
I know. I actually did look it up to see if there was like, man slays friends. And I couldn't find anything else with his name.
I'm like almost picturing that every time there's a dead animal in town, he like cuts the head off and puts it in the bed like in The Godfather.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's like, you put me in a fucking mule, I'm going to put a mule in your bed.
I'm going to put a mule in you.
Yeah.
Ooh, no.
Ooh. Aggressive.
Yeah. Well, so that's it. That's that. My little shorty. And ta-da.
Ay, ay, ay. Welcome to our state, you guys. It would happen today.
I wouldn't be that surprised if like your college friends.
I was going to say like in Southern Statesboro, in South Georgia, I bet that happens like once a month.
Yeah.
You know, common.
Here and there. But all right, we're going to take a super quick break and we'll be back with Taylor's story.
I'm a fuck you up.
She's dancing. Welcome back.
Oh, man. Are you ready for my favorite topic ever?
Anthrax?
Yes! We're covering anthrax.
Oh my God. How? Literally, though, she didn't tell me what we were covering. I just know that this is her favorite topic ever.
And you're going to find out why.
Okay.
Okay, so because I can't cover this really in like a state, I was like, this is perfect.
Okay.
So mine's going to be just like a smidge longer than Shauna's was, but it's fine. I guess my thing is like, I don't really know why I'm so obsessed with anthrax. I specifically remember watching an episode of 24 with Dad when I was like in eighth grade, and someone like had a glove on and put the anthrax in their palm and they shook like a politician's hand, and then like the politician died or had a seizure or something crazy. And I was like, a small amount of powder did that. So I was amazed.
Yeah. Without getting like too into detail. Oh my God. That reminds me of a recent case file episode. Remember where they talk about like a woman gets tricked into killing a politician from North Korea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Highly recommend that one.
It's actually a Patreon, so you have to donate.
No,
to...
they release it to the public.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Never mind. I lied. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about old Anthy.
Old Anthy?
That's my nickname for him.
Oh my God.
This is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, otherwise known as the CDC. You may have heard of them lately around the COVID-19 area, you know, that part of our lives. So do you know what anthrax is?
I think it's like a naturally occurring thing, isn't it?
It is.
That's all I really know.
Yes. So it's a serious infectious disease. Bacteria known as Bacillus anthracis produce dormant spores that can live in the environment, like in soil, for example, for a long time, even decades.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, in soil? I didn't realize that. I thought they were kind of like floating around the world.
Well, so they're spores. So they live dormant in something until they become activated.
Okay, so they grow from bacteria.
Yes, they are a type of bacteria.
Okay.
And then the spores lay dormant, but when they get into the body of an animal or person, basically a place that is rich with waters, sugars, and other nutrients, it's like their growing area.
Yep, so me.
Yep. They can be activated and turn into growing cells. And that's exactly what you don't want to happen.
Okay. I think like I just recently found out it was like from naturally occurring things, because I thought it was like a man-made powder. You know what I mean?
I think that's what a lot of people think. And that's why I asked you. I wasn't sure if you knew. That's why it's so fascinating, because it's like people spend years in labs trying to make stuff like this, and this shit's just growing in fucking soil and like whatever other places.
Yeah, I can only imagine how many people it probably killed before they figured the fuck out what it is.
Oh, true. And like animals. Yeah. And it's like, if cows eat it in the grass, then like we cut them into beef. And then do we eat it?
We get mad cow anthrax.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it works. I don't know why I'm asking. That can happen. When the spores become active, the bacteria can multiply, spread out in the body, produce poisonous toxins, and cause severe illness and even death.
The way you said that sounded like Jeff.
And even, my name is Jeff.
What's up, bro?
21 Jump Street.
Oh my God.
Oh, shit. So I said death. Sorry, I got excited.
Even Jeff.
Although it's rare in the U.S., people can get sick with anthrax if they come in contact with infected animals or contaminated animal products.
Okay.
So like you said, mad cow anthrax. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, it's not contagious.
Oh, whoa. Okay, so you can get it from an animal, but not from another person? I guess maybe if you eat them or something.
I was
going to
say, but like if you make out with your boo thing, you're not going to get anthrax if they have anthrax.
Okay, but if you like cook them and eat them, you might.
You probably might, yeah. Oh my God.
Another good reason not to be a cannibal.
Exactly.
Add it to the list.
Yep. Anthrax. Let's talk about symptoms. There are four types of anthrax poisoning. First is cutaneous, which affects the skin. I'm just going to kind of go down a list of symptoms and then we can talk about them after.
Okay.
You might get blisters or bumps that itch. There could be a painless skin sore or ulcer with a black center that appears after the blisters or bumps.
Ooh.
And swelling can occur around that sore. And this happens most often on the face, neck, arms, or hand. Then we have inhalation, so breathing it right on into your bod. You can get fever and chills, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, confusion or dizziness, a cough, nausea, vomiting, or stomach pains, headache, sweats, often drenching, so me when I sleep, extreme tiredness, and body aches.
Honestly, that's like all the symptoms that could exist for anything, basically.
Pretty much. It's like, do you have a cold?
You might actually have anthrax.
Yeah, sorry. It's like, don't go on WebMD.
Is it COVID or is it anthrax?
Well, I don't know which I'd rather have.
I'd rather have anthrax, just not in my body. I'd rather have it to poison people with.
So, you're hilarious. All right. Then third is gastrointestinal, which is relating to the stomach and intestines. That's like if you eat it. Some of the same symptoms as before. Fever and chills, swelling of neck or glands, sore throat, painful swallowing, hoarseness, bloody nausea. Or wait.
bloody nausea.
You'd get bloody nausea and bloody vomiting.
Ew.
Yeah, so nausea and bloody vomiting. Bloody diarrhea. Headache, a flushed red face and red eyes. Fainting or swelling of the abdomen.
Once again, you're just like listing all the symptoms that could possibly exist.
Other than bloody vomiting and diarrhea, those should not be common.
No.
All right, last is injection, and that is to drive a liquid into a person or animal's body with a syringe or similar device.
Subcutaneous, if you will.
I will. We have to give the cat subcutaneous
fluids. Yeah, it's new to us. We're just like, I don't know if you guys have done it, but basically we stick a needle in the cat and we pump him full of saline water and he loves it.
He hates us. It's healthy for him.
It is. Don't worry. We're not just doing it for fun.
He's old. All right, so injection will get you fever and chills, a group of small blisters or bumps that may itch, appearing where the drug was injected. Painless skin sore with black center that appears, swelling around the sore. So pretty much same as cutaneous, but this one will give you abscesses, which are like pockets of pus.
Ooh.
Deep under the skin or in the muscle where the anthrax was injected. And this shit like eats you alive from the inside out.
Ew, so you have like an abscess in your muscle and then it just like gets bigger and grows
and it like starts eating out, so it'll eat your arm.
Ooh.
You know, I don't know how to explain it other than the photo I'm gonna show you.
Oh great, photo, love it.
All right, you ready for pics?
Sure.
These are, I don't think that graphic, but if you're grossed out, they're graphic.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Okay, well, and also if you guys want to see these for yourself, you can check them out on our Instagram at badtrippod or our website badtrippod.com. And also on our website, you can find all the sources for the episode.
Yee yee. Okay, so first photo, I just am showing you the dormant spores versus the active growing cells. You can see how like they're chilling and then they're like, lit, I'm an Ibiza.
Oh my God, Ibiza. Oh no.
Yeah, I took an anthrax and a pizza.
No, I was just about to make that same joke,
oh
basically.
Oh my god, you were?
Well, I was just going to say they wanted to show Avicii they were cool.
Oh shit, our brains. Anyways.
You go, okay, I take it back. Don't go to our website to look at these photos if you know what's good for you.
Look at them. Okay, so right there, obviously, the black skin sore, swollen.
You're telling me that's painless?
The sore is supposed to be painless. Like the black center. I'm sure the swelling and shit isn't. But I think it like kills your skin, so you probably don't feel
it. Oh, it's just dead. Okay, I'm going to tell you what that looks like.
Okay.
It looks like a bong. Someone made a hand into a bong.
It literally looks like an ashy top of a bong. Yeah, and then you can see like back there some swelling.
There's a lot of bad stuff happening.
Gross. Yep. And then you see the arm there. I'm not sure if that's cutaneous or the injection, but either way, it's fucked up.
It's really, really horrifying. The arm is very red, very swollen. It kind of looks burnt.
And like some of it is like black.
Yeah. Ooh.
And there's an open gaping wound.
Like the shape of a diamond or something.
Goo. And this is like the least graphic arm one that I picked. So if you Google this, like, be ready. And then we also have just like the progression of inhalation.
That's really fucked up. Their lung is disappearing.
Yep. It's like filling up with, I don't know what it is. Anthrax.
Like spores and stuff, like yeah. It's growing in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's like the spores actually keep growing and the active cells just take over, or if like, I don't really know exactly.
Whatever is happening, it's not good. It looks like someone put a bunch of fucking cotton balls into their lung.
It's actually like someone ripped a really big hit off that bong hand and then blew it into the person's lung.
That's exactly.
And it's like the smoke filling into the lung.
I mean, I don't know why they just blow it into their own lungs. That's how smoking works, but.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how smoking works. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Taylor doesn't know anything about anything.
What's smoking?
What's a drug?
Goo. As I'm like, I love anthrax.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is so disturbing. Okay, can we go away from these photos?
No, we're going to keep these up the rest of the time.
Okay, great.
So the CDC says, quote, if you think you may have been exposed to anthrax, you need to go to a doctor right away and explain why you think you may have been exposed. Doctors can prescribe antibiotics to prevent you from getting sick. There is no test a doctor can give you that determines if you have been exposed to anthrax. The only way exposures can be determined is through a public health investigation.
Oh.
So unless they know that anthrax like spores were left, or you know, they can track it back to something, they're not going to know what it is if you just go into a hospital and you're like, I have these symptoms.
I think this should be Haley's job, public health anthrax stuff.
Oh, Haley, do it.
Haley, get into anthrax.
Haley, get into anthrax.
Wait, so that's wild. I wonder if they can detect it through an autopsy.
Ooh, I wonder.
Like, I would imagine, but yeah. I don't know for sure.
I'm like, if they can detect it, you know, I'm sure they can once, I guess, the thing is, like, dead. Or, like, if they take a, what's it called? Biopsy?
Oh, yeah.
You know? They, like, your skin? I don't know.
Gnarly.
Gnar. So, you were going to mention earlier, and then I attacked you, because I was like, no, you didn't mention that.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and mention it.
What I was saying was, I think another reason it was probably something you were interested in growing up was because it was always sort of in our like collective conscience and people were talking about it a lot with 9/11, because after 9/11, there was like a bunch of, I guess, threats that people were sending anthrax through the mail to politicians.
Yes. So anthrax used as a biological attack isn't common, but in 2001, after the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the Twin Towers and such, it was a hot commodity. It started appearing in mail sent through the USPS. 5 people were killed and 17 became sick in what became the worst biological attacks in U.S. history.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Like, that's not as many as I maybe would have expected was the worst, but it's definitely not good.
Not good.
Were they like mail carriers or mail employees who got sick?
I don't actually know. I'm not sure exactly who it affected or who it killed. It seems like the final opener of the letter would be the person that died, right? And like maybe the people got sick that were handling the envelope.
I don't know.
That's just kind of like, I'm guessing.
I guess it depends on how much it had grown and developed or whatever. We're scientists.
Yeah, we're scientists. The FBI and its partners began investigating, choosing the code name Amerithrax.
Oh, sneaky code name.
Like original America and anthrax. Jesus.
Sounds like a movie. That's a movie in the making.
Oh, yeah, we're making
Amerithrax.
Roughly 25 to 30 full-time investigators from different law enforcement agencies spent hundreds of thousands of work hours on the case, consisting of more than 10,000 witness interviews, 80 searches, and over 6,000 items of potential evidence seized.
Jesus.
Over 5,750 grand jury subpoenas and 5,730 collected environmental samples were involved in the investigation.
That was so many numbers that my brain didn't comprehend them after a certain point. But yeah. It's just a lot. The thing is a lot.
Thousands of subpoenas, thousands of samples, thousands of everything.
So do they find out who was sending the anthrax?
Well, in 2008,
I wish I had that on camera. Your face was so weird.
Normally. In 2008, Department of Justice and FBI officials formally announced that the government had concluded that Dr. Bruce Ivins was likely solely responsible for the death of five persons and the injury of dozens of others resulting from the mailings of several anonymous letters to members of Congress and members of the media in September and October of 2001.
Never trust a Bruce.
Never trust a Bruce. A white man named Bruce.
No, a doctor named Bruce.
Like, is it an MD or a PhD? Well, no charges were ever filed.
What the fuck?
Because Dr. Ivins took his own life by an overdose of acetaminophen.
Are you fucking kidding
Tylenol.
Me?
Tylenol.
Dude, at least anthrax yourself.
Right. Like, seriously, bro.
Poetic justice.
Yeah, that was really, you missed that. And it's like, I would have at least had a little respect for you if you did it with anthrax.
I wouldn't, but it would be a better story.
Yeah. Okay, so I just have a couple more photos to show you. So there's stupid fuck Ivins and one of the letters.
He sent it from a fourth grade class?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it because his fucking handwriting is redonkulous.
Yeah, he did it in all caps, so it looked more like a little kid wrote it.
And there was like another one where it like slanted, like it's just insane.
Disgusting.
Okay, and then here are two of the letters that were inside.
Oh my God.
One says, first of all, on the top it says 9/11/01. This is next. Take penicillin now. Death to America, death to Israel. Allah is great.
Was this man even Muslim?
I don't believe so.
Do you think he was like, ooh, what a good scapegoat. People hate Muslims right now. I don't know.
I mean, he probably was pretty racist, right? And was just like, let me put more hate onto the group that people are hating already.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like probably. I honestly didn't care to look too much into his life because he's garbage, so.
Yeah, well, obviously there are white Muslims, but he is a white man, so, you know.
Yeah. And then the second one is, it's similar, but 9/11/01, you cannot stop us. We have this anthrax. You die now. Are you afraid? Death to America, death to Israel. Allah is great. And these are in like list form. Like each thing I said is like a list down the page.
It almost looks like a poem or something at first glance.
He wishes. So
disgusting.
Anyways.
So what's that brown stuff at the bottom? Is that like anthrax stain?
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's like just happened in the mail or anthrax stain or like maybe it was some cleaner because these are like evidence.
Yeah, true.
So it's like
some solution of some sort.
Yeah, that like the FBI was like, let's do something to this shit.
We're just fully speculating.
We're like, I made up half this episode. So anyways, it wasn't exactly mini, but that's my mini.
That is truly wild. So do you happen to know, like, is anthrax still commonly, I mean, not commonly, but if it's still like used today or?
I mean, it never really was like that commonly used.
Yeah.
It's always a threat and like it has killed people, but I don't think it's really been used like an attack like that really before or after that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they can do screenings now for it or just like people can't have access to it. But I know there was an SVU episode involving anthrax.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, I also remember that Wine and Crime did a really good episode on biological warfare or something like that.
Yeah.
And they talked a little about anthrax, but I don't remember what they exactly said.
I feel like I remember that episode name, but I think it was like year one.
I don't know. But yeah, so I might go re-listen to that one.
Yeah, do it. So anyways.
Well, that was wild. Thank you for scarring me for life with those pictures.
Better than scarring you for life with anthrax injections.
That's so true. Thank you for not injecting me with anthrax.
You're welcome.
Wowza. Okay, well, this has been a bad trip, as per usual.
It sure has.
And like we said, we'll be back next week with a regular episode. I will be telling you a little bit about the state of California, and Taylor is going to talk about a natural disaster.
It's not really that natural.
It's not that natural. Okay. It's a disaster.
Yeah. And we'll get into it. Don't you worry.
Okay.
How do we sign off?
What are we doing again?
Bye. Bye, guys.
thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
On this bad trip.